All right. Yeah, I'm ready. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me, actually across from me, is my co-host Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You also know Heather from the No God Band, who performed this year at TAM 2013,
right,
where we are right now.
Yeah.
You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by, well, no one right now, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
That's right. And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now.
That's to the point. I like that.
Thanks. We only have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
That's right. And rule number two, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you fucking moron. We're coming to you live from, believe it or not, TAM 2013, the BJ Suite in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. In the studio tonight, we have Marty Klein, Steve Hill, and Paul Provenza will be joining us as soon as he can. You know these folks from Showbiz.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Hi.
Marty.
Yes.
You know, BJ Kramer has been telling me I need to get you on this show as long as I've known BJ Kramer. And I agree. I have been looking at your websites. I think you are saying some of the most important things that need to be said. And, you know, one thing that I presumed, but may well not be true, do you consider yourself an atheist?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Right. Wonderful.
And
is that
you were,
okay?
Oh, yeah.
Get out! And you are an expert on sex.
Yes.
And
it's
when
the
only
thing I know anything about.
That's it?
That's it.
It's good to have a savant, at least at something. And I got to tell you, it's the only thing I think I know everything about, but I'm sure I do not. I asked you earlier. I said, I'm going to pose this question. I want to talk to you about how religion really fucks up the psyche when it comes to sex. It's a show I've been wanting to do a long time. You're here. That's the question. It's true, right? It really plays a major role in messing with our heads, doesn't it?
For a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
For a lot of people. You know, sexuality is religion's worst nightmare because sexuality is a place where anybody can experience personal autonomy. And, of course, that's the opposite of what religion wants. What religion wants is to dictate not just the rules, but the consciousness that people use to implement the rules.
Right.
So sexuality is sort of the opposite of religion. And what sexuality is about is it's an opportunity for everybody, tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever. It's an opportunity for anybody to express their values, to explore the universe, to investigate anything they like, to experiment. It's an opportunity for everybody to sort of leave the Earth's gravitational pull for a little while. And, of course, religion doesn't want that. So what religion does is, most religion tells people, in order to participate in sex, you got to be eligible, you got to limit yourself to certain special parts of the body, you got to limit yourself to certain activities, and if you don't do any of that stuff, you got to feel really, really guilty.
Yeah. The Jewish Orthodox thing is just psychotic with the whole control of sex. The chasing of the period is almost comedic.
Well, every religion has its own ways of attempting to regulate people's sexual behavior, whether it's... Well, historically, I mean, over thousands and thousands of years, everybody's been freaked out about menstrual periods.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
As well as, you know, which holes do you put your fingers in and, you know...
All of them.
Which fluids are acceptable or unacceptable.
Right.
And,
is this how Christian Mingle got started?
Well, someone who knows a lot about sex also is...
I walked in just as something about sticking fingers in holes.
Yeah, well, Welcome to the show, Paul. Thank you for joining us very much.
I live here now. I live on this fucking show.
Roger that.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
This is my new home.
You belong here. You've done. You were on episode one. and you didn't realize the commitment that was.
Look at how my career has skyrocketed.
I actually have a message for Paul from Jamie Ian Swiss. He says he sends his love, comma, every inch of it.
Two
Both
inches of
them?
Love?
So impatient, Emery.
What the hell? We're racing. Marty was just talking about how religion can really fuck up the sexual, the mind for when it comes big to sex.
Not just the mind, the body, too.
Tracy Lockwood
the body
here?
Tracy Lockwood.
No.
She's not here.
She's got some shit to say about that.
Yeah. Did you start out as an atheist? In other words, were you raised in an atheistic home?
No. Well, yes and no.